You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Legends listeners, it's Chris. So I'm here with the update that I've been planning for a long time, and this is definitely going to be a free-form, free-flowing update. I didn't write anything down, so bear with me as I kind of work my way through all of these things. So for weeks now, I have wanted to be able to update everyone on what's been going on, and what's happening right now, and what's going to happen in the future, because I know that the show has been gone for a very long time, much longer than I ever intended. So let me back up a little bit and explain what happened, and then we'll work our way up to right now. So, as many of you know, and certainly everyone who listens to this feed heard at least the little preview episode of season 2 of the Infamous America podcast, which was the story of the Black Sox scandal. I'd always wanted to do that story. It's one of my favorite stories. And I naively thought that it couldn't possibly be as complicated as some of the stories that I've done here on Legends. So I thought, okay, I'll jump over there, knock this thing out, and it'll be done in a couple months. It won't hopefully slow things down too much longer than they have previously, but I was totally and completely wrong. That was easily the most difficult and complicated series I've ever produced. Those of you who jumped over there and listened to it, thank you very much. That show has actually been incredibly popular. So that's part of the reason that Legends has been on this kind of unexpected and abrupt hiatus is because it took a long time to produce that Black Sox series. Now, the good thing is, the Black Sox series overperformed or outperformed my wildest expectations. It has been fantastic for our little company here. It's been really fun to see all the listeners jump on board from all over the world. And it has gotten some good attention from a few people who are going to help us out. So first and foremost, based on the strength of that series, we were able to sign an advertising deal with a premier podcast advertising agency. And that's going to prove, we hope, to be crucial to the success of our company and to help us do a lot of things that we've never been able to do before. So with the ad agency on board, hopefully we will slowly be able to start recouping some of our expenses to be able to produce this show the way we've been producing it. As you probably imagine, as many of you have guessed, I know some of you already know this, I've had discussions with some of you, it takes an incredible amount of resources to produce this show, Legends of the Old West, and Infamous America the way that I do them. All the writing and the research and the recording and the editing and the vast majority of that I have done myself this entire time. And that's just no longer sustainable anymore. It just makes the process so slow and it just runs me into the ground personally. So to be able to hire teams of researchers and writers to help me with all this process, and more importantly, editors, the ad agency and hopefully that money coming in will be crucial to the process. So that's number one. That's a big thing that's happened as a result of the Black Sox series. Now, because of that, we've had a lot of different discussions with them, with the ad agency, and trying to figure out the best plan for success to make sure that Legends keeps growing and Infamous America keeps growing, and we're putting our best foot forward with everything. So the plan we've come up with is this. Billy the Kid is the next series that's going to air, but it's going to air on the Infamous America podcast. So if you have not subscribed to that one, please go over there and subscribe to Infamous America. That's where Billy the Kid will air. I'll probably put some kind of little preview episode on this feed to prompt you so you know when it's about to begin on Infamous America. But that's where we're going to air Billy the Kid. And for the simple reason that it gives us as a company the best chance of success. Right now, there's a ton of eyes on Infamous America. We've got to keep that thing going and keep the numbers up to where they to where we hope that they should be, to where they are right now. So please go over and subscribe to that show. So right after Billy the Kid on the Infamous America feed will be the story of John Dillinger. And we're eventually going to get through all of those gangsters of the 1930s. Those of you who listened to Salem in the very beginning heard me tease the fact that I wanted to do Pretty Boy Floyd right after Salem. Of course, that plan fell through. But now we are restarting all those gangsters of the 1930s, which was basically the last days of the Wild West, as many of you already know. I know there's a lot of overlap and interest in there. So that's what's going to happen on Infamous America. Billy the Kid is going to start at the end of this month, October 2019, if you're listening to this in real time, or at the very beginning of November. It's coming up real soon, in just a couple weeks. Right after that on Infamous America will be the story of Dillinger, Public Enemy Number One. And at the same time as Dillinger, so right after Billy the Kid airs on Infamous America, on this show, Legends of the Old West, we're going to air what I'm kind of calling Jesse James, the Director's Cut. Again, these two things will all work together so we can build both audiences at the same time. So I'm going to go back to the Jesse James series, totally rework it, totally rewrite it, add back in a lot of the stuff that I was forced to cut out for time. You're going to see a new editing scheme, a lot more use of sound effects. I hope that it will feel as much as possible like a new series, and you'll get some benefit out of it. And then after Jesse James, we're going to roll through one season after another, hopefully with no break. No more of this 6 or 8 weeks between seasons. Hopefully we should be able to just keep rolling. So we're going to do Dodge City and Bat Masterson, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the Battle of the Little Bighorn, which I've teased before and have not been able to get to, the Hatfields and McCoys, the Apache Wars. I've got an anthology planned of outlaws and lawmen, and there's a whole bunch of other things. So I hope that we can just string one series together after another, and it's going to be a great time here on Legends of the Old West. So that's basically what's going on. I know this was kind of a long, rambling, all-over-the-map update. This is what happens when you don't really plan anything and you don't write it down. But either way, again, to quickly recap, the very next thing that's going to happen is Billy the Kid on the Infamous America feed. You're not going to want to miss that one. We've got all kinds of new tricks up our sleeve for that show. So please jump over there and subscribe to Infamous America if you've not done so already. Right after that ends will be Jesse James, the Director's Cut. And then hopefully we're just rolling through a whole bunch of other cool stories. So we'll see you in a couple weeks for Billy the Kid on Infamous America. And then right back here a little bit later for Jesse James. Thank you all. I appreciate your patience. And we'll see you very soon. Thanks a lot.